Welcome to Morning Coffee and Mimosas. I'm Christina.
And I'm Joe.
We are a father-daughter duo. We come here Sunday mornings, but you can come here anytime you please. We banter about life, about business, and we do it over coffee and mimosas.
And good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Faj Lodge.
Love it. Love
good
that.
Morning, listeners.
Good morning, listeners. We're happy you're here, and we're happy to be here with you.
We are thrilled that you're here.
Yep, yep. And we want to thank you because this is amazing. We're growing so nicely and just doing so well, and that means you are enjoying our content. So thank you.
I think it's kind of exciting because this is episode 99.
Yes, incredible.
Almost 100.
I know. Yeah, that comes after 99.
We've done this
generally.
100. Thank you. I mean, we know my counting isn't ideal, but that's I can right. generally okay. get yeah. up to 100.
Okay, good. Yeah.
After that, it's going to be difficult. We'll be starting over. Can you believe we've got almost 100 episodes?
It's crazy.
I guess we'll be talking about this next week, so this is going to get a little redundant when we're actually at 100.
But... at 100, yeah. So if you haven't heard 100 episodes, go back and listen because we've got some really great topics and we've had some great guests and we've got more coming and we are...
and we've had some really good faux pas and blunders along the way that'll be fun to listen to
also.
Yeah,
you should listen to them. Yeah, they're really good. They're good. Just when I feel, you know, like, you know, feeling good about myself, I listen to an old faux pas and I go, oh God, yeah.
Well, they were usually mine, I feel like. No, that's all right. Usually me mispronouncing something or...
That's right. But today's topic is going to be an interesting one that I'm going to let Christina start.
I have a feeling he's not really into this episode topic because he's like the Grim Reaper, but...
no, I'm not. I'm very happy with
it. Listeners, it's a beautiful day today.
Yes.
Like, I'm talking like probably you get 10, I'll say like hands and feet's worth of digits of these per year. So like maybe you get like 20 of these a year. That might be generous. I don't know.
Right.
But it's like a beautiful day, like 60 degrees. And I mean, we're in New Jersey. So if you're somewhere else that it's cold and crappy, I'm sorry. But just try and let us send a little sunshine your way from this episode. Mm-hmm. But beautiful day, like a day that you're out, like I'm out there walking my dogs, getting extra steps in, feeling the vitamin D. And I am just in a freaking fantastic mood. So... great. As we were talking about, you know, sometimes we have a topic planned and then there's other times that we have a topic planned and then I come in and I'm like, no, but this is an inspired episode that we're going to talk about today instead. Right. And then my dad gets a little crabby and a little grumpy because he's like, well, I thought we were going to talk about something else. But today we're going to talk about the science of sunlight.
And I didn't know I got grumpy, but that's okay. Maybe I'll get grumpier today. This could be fun today, guys.
Oh, it's gonna get fun. But we're going to talk a little bit about the science of sunlight and why is it that everybody other than my dad is happier and brighter, in a better mood, generally kinder, and just all around in better spirits when the sun is shining, the sky is blue, and it's a nice day.
Other than my dad. All right. Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, you keep a pretty even keel anyway.
Yes.
But I have never seen you happier than a gloomy day with all of the shades drawn and a horror movie on with your feet up on the couch. So I don't think I've ever seen you happier. So I don't know if this episode may not speak to all of the yous out there, Dad.
Yeah, like people like me that like horror movies and... you know, actually want to turn the lights down and you know, set the stage, light a candle.
Right. Like he hears rain and lightning and he just like all of his like happy perks up and he's like, it's time to creep.
Oh, boy.
So if you're like my dad, this may not resonate with you and that's okay.
Or I may have some tidbits for you.
But there is science behind why sunlight
that's true.
Makes people all around happier. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, we're going to talk about when you don't have that sunlight, what can we do to create our own? Because, you know, we live in a world where we can control our own weather a bit, right? Mm-hmm. Mental weather, I guess, yeah, is the way. Right. Nobody can really control the weather, but mental weather we can control.
So why are you... so happy when it's a beautiful day like this. So what changes your behavior and mood versus a day that might be overcast, cloudy, rainy, or something like that?
I just find myself, like, on days when it's nice out, I am just like, I just want to be outside. And the second that, like, the wind hits my face or, like, the sunlight hits my skin, I just, like, I feel better.
Right.
And everything. Like, I feel mentally better. I feel like I'm breathing deeper. I feel more focused. I have better ideas. I want to speak to people more and be engaged with people more. All of that just gets a little bit harder for me when it's, like, gray and dreary out. And it's not often, like, one gray day just does me in. But, like, you know, when we are coming off of the winter season and it's prolonged, like, in some cases, I mean, we had, like, an entire January of gray.
Yeah, we did. And it rained a lot, actually, over the fall and everything.
Yeah, a lot of rain and, like, just a lot of gray and a lot of gloom. And in a season like that, sometimes I just, like, you know, I've got to really work on, like, keeping myself in a positive place and, you know, and staying positive focused. And I just find it to be so much easier. Like, when I wake up and it's beautiful out like it is today, I feel like I just have, like, renewed life.
Right. Okay. So basically,
now, do you relate to that at all?
Well, here's what I'm going to say, listeners. So this could be one of the first episodes where this is a debate.
No, we've had others. We've had others.
You then are the horror fan when it's rainy. In other words, you are horror when it's rainy and
did you say I'm
cold.
A horror when it's
no,
raining?
But you said that you talk to people more when it's sunny or this and that. I talk to people all the time.
I mean, I talk to people all the time,
obviously,
too.
Obviously, if it's raining, I'm not going to, you know, make you stand out in the rain and chat with you. But
no, you would. Because you are inconsiderate. Not only are you crabby, but you're inconsiderate.
Correct. I get it. Listen, obviously, everybody, you go outside and it's a beautiful day. You can't help but smile and all that kind of stuff.
So you do understand.
Of course I understand. But I think it's because, obviously, the sun, vitamin D, we know that that's healthy and it makes you better. And when the weather is comfortable, right, you don't have to, it's like, oh, I have to go outside. I got to put a sweatshirt on. I got to put this on. I got to get the umbrella. I got to do whatever. Life is simpler when you can just go outside and the weather is beautiful and you don't have to, you know, put on a million clothes or all the other stuff.
Right.
So I think by lightening the load, so to speak, of complexity makes you happier.
Yeah, you have less to think about. That's a good point.
Right.
I mean, even the dogs. My dogs don't want to go out when it's crappy out.
No, I'm 99, 44, 100% of dogs. You open the door, they want to go out. Their tail's wagging. They open the door, they run out. It's raining, they come right back.
Right.
You know?
Speaking of which, listeners, this is a sidebar, but I have a fantastic, maybe I'll find a way to post this. I have a really good video from our Blink cameras of when my dad came to let the dogs out while we were out one night.
Oh, no.
And it was raining. Oh, no. He looked so angry. You literally are, like, picking up Tiffany and, like, throwing her on the lawn and then running away.
It was pouring and the dog wouldn't do anything. I was like, no, you have to pee because Christina made me come here.
Brad and I, like, saved that video and watched it over and over again. And we're like, if this doesn't show you that he does not appreciate our dogs, like, there's no video that
that's
could.
That's it.
Anyway.
That was a secret. I didn't know that they had that.
Yeah. No, it was. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Well, now I'm not going to help you with the dogs anymore.
We don't ask you anymore because you didn't seem amused.
No, I was not.
But anyway, what else, Dad? What else do you want to argue about this?
Well, I'm not going to argue. I'm going to say that it's wonderful. And when it's beautiful out, it's obviously wonderful. You know, enjoy things and all that kind of stuff. I am not the type that needs to be outside. Like, I don't have to go outside. I'm kind of happy wherever I am. And
inside.
I like the fact that we live in a time that, thank God, I was born in a time that we have air conditioning and we have heat and we have shelter and we have, you know, car with nice stereo and air conditioning and heat. You follow?
So you kind of look at it like, I get to be inside, so why would I be outside?
I don't need to go outside to enjoy the weather.
you're kind of like, we have evolved from being outside.
That is correct. And
as a species, we've evolved. I am
also afraid of wasps and bugs like that. So when mom says, oh, let's eat outside, I am uncomfortable because those little critters start flying by and getting on my food or scaring me, and I'm unhappy and I need to go back inside.
And what you like even less than sharing food is the prospect of getting stung by a bee.
That's correct. That's correct.
I can see why that would be problematic for you.
I really am, listeners, I am actually afraid of stinging insects. Now, obviously, you're probably listening going, well, nobody likes them.
No. He is.
I am afraid.
Deathly afraid.
But it's wasps, not little honeybees buzzing around or whatever.
And he's not really good at discerning a honeybee or a wasp buzzing in the moment. So I will tell you,
yes,
buzz, I think even a fly could fool him at times.
Right. So to me,
he shrieks.
It's annoying. You know, it's like in the summer. So Laura makes me go down. You know, you all know, listeners, if you've listened any time at all, that I am not a fan of the beach. And then she makes me sit on the beach, and then these little flies come by and start biting your legs. And I'm thinking, why am I here? I was in my perfect environment where I could go to the refrigerator, you know, if I went home, and I could be comfortable. This is just me. I don't need to go there to be happy. I don't need to go somewhere to be happy. I am just happy.
All myself. The time.
I'm pretty much happy all the time.
You stay relatively happy.
Yeah. So I am not one that needs to go find happiness, go find something. But saying that, I also totally understand why people would enjoy being outside and you know, participating in outdoor behavior. I am not one of them, but I certainly appreciate you being happier.
Thank you. Well, you know, for those contrarians that also, you know, are happy inside and don't need sunlight and are fine with a gloomy day. And listen, I will take them. And sometimes I appreciate a gloomy day because if I have a lot to get done in my house,
you're right, you're not tempted.
Then
to go
I
outside.
Don't have that like guilt of, oh, it would be such a nice day to get 10,000 steps in, you know?
Right.
So I get it, right? There's a good day. There are days for all of this. But there is real science behind why we as a people, just generally, the majority of us, feel happier when it's sunny out and when it's a nice day.
Right.
And you mentioned like vitamin D, right? Mm-hmm. But with that, I did a little research, right? On, okay, why is it that people just generally feel happier? Why is it that like animals seem happier, right, when it's nice out? And you made a good point about just the ease, right? And the yes. complexity that
is released
because, exists yeah. when it's nice.
The simplicity.
Simplicity. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I'm listening.
Very good job. Well done, Dad. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you.
So there's other things, though. There's chemicals. Like sunlight actually boosts the brain chemical serotonin mm-hmm. that we've all heard of.
That's true.
That's that happiness hormone. Mm-hmm. So there's science to this. The happiness hormone comes out to play when the sunlight is there.
And don't get me wrong. I appreciate a sunny day.
Do you think that you have that serotonin? Or is that...
I don't know. I'm flooded with it normally.
You just have an abundance of serotonin that you don't need sunlight?
I don't need it.
Maybe that's what it is. But that gives you more energy. It can help you feel calmer, more positive, and more focused. And I feel that for myself. Like, I see that every time. The sunlight also has anti-inflammatory effects. So if you ever just felt like your body felt better, like, there are some people, and I feel mm-hmm. this, like, from my car accident years ago, I have some neck pain that mm-hmm. I just deal with from time to time. And when it's rainy and gloomy for several days, my neck bothers me
Well,
more.
That's true because of the pressure, the atmospheric pressure.
Yeah.
That's correct. Like mom, you know, your grandma, she had arthritis and stuff. And she used to say, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
You know, because she was starting to hurt.
So things just sometimes feel a little bit better.
Right.
Another fun fact that I learned is that sunlight helps to boost our production of melatonin at night. So if you find that you sleep better after having a little sunlight during the day, it's because your body is producing more melatonin at night that helps to reduce stress and improve sleep.
Cool.
And sleep makes people happier, generally.
Yes, absolutely.
I've seen you. You like to sleep, so I know it makes you happier.
I do, and I pretty much sleep well.
You're like, sunlight or not. You are just going to disprove everything that I have to say about this, but that's okay.
No, I'm not going to disprove it. I'm just going to say that I don't need it.
Well, I think what's going to really come into play for you is how do we create our own? Because you've obviously nailed that for your whole life. But this was another fun fact that I have, that I really took note of. And that was that getting out in the sun for 30 minutes between the hours of 8 a.m. and noon has been linked to weight loss.
Really?
Are you listening now, Dad?
Yeah, well,
because you've been on a weight loss kick.
I have. I've lost 30 pounds.
Yeah. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all of a sudden like, okay, 8 a.m. to noon. Now I've got to figure out a way to spend 30 minutes in the sunlight.
But is that linked to the sunlight, or is it the fact that you got off your ass and went outside and moved around?
They don't say moving around in the sunlight for 30 minutes helps you to lose weight. It says just being in the sun. Okay. I think you could literally take your armchair and put it outside
sun. How did I recently, over the last, 2.5 months, lose 30 pounds on purpose watching horror movies in the dark?
Well, it's because you're on a hunger strike. And I have been curious how you haven't been more hangry, but you are a medical mystery to many of us.
Just discipline.
There you go. Yeah. So maybe this is the time to cue in,
yes.
What are all of the habits that you've obviously nailed over the last 100 years of existence that you've had on this earth?
Oh, she's
a wise one.
Yes.
What are some of the things that we can do? Because not every day is going to be a sunny day. So let's talk a little bit about what are the things that we can do to create our own sunshine and build that happiness mechanism when the environment's just not going to help us out.
Right. Well, I guess you first of all, light. I mean, having a well-lit.
Well, excuse home. Me?
A well-lit, I mean, you know, not.
Excuse me?
Well, I'm trying to help you here.
You think light? That is true, but I'm just shocked to hear that coming from you.
Well, I like light. I don't want to be in the dark. I like light.
Okay.
In fact, I put lights on all the time. All the lights. Not all the lights, but where I am.
I'm having flashbacks to growing up when you would be like, turn the damn lights off. You're not paying the electric bill.
Okay, but that's different. You were a kid and you would leave your halogen lamp that you had on in the room when you left that was burning tons of electricity and was very hot. And I was yelling at you to turn them off. So.
The funny thing is I haven't grown out of that because Brad is always telling me to turn the lights off. But I like a very well-lit house because brightness makes me
happier. I like lights on where I am, but I don't, again, just because it's more being more frugal, I guess, I don't want the lights on all over the house just because.
That's fair.
But that's a different story. Yes.
Okay. So I didn't mean to take you off.
That's just saving money.
Yeah. Fair enough. I've never been good at that.
Yes. But so in the winter or rainy weather and so on, what can you do to, if you are, as you are, someone that does improve their mood if you're outside, what can you do when you can't have that while you're inside?
So something that I find is I look for ways to have extra self-care. So if it's a crappy day, I will say, okay, I'll treat myself with a longer hot shower or a shower steamer that has eucalyptus fragrance. He doesn't agree with any of this.
Well,
I wish you all could see his face, his face as I'm talking.
You know, again, I hope.
But that works for me. It might work for listeners. Self-care is real.
This is a father remembering his daughter, teenage daughter, in the shower for an hour going, we need water. There's no more hot water in the house. Other people would like to have hot water.
Well, the nice thing about it being my own house now is that it's my rules and I can shower as long as I please.
Yes, but I understand that. But there has to be something in your research that you've come up with when it's dark and dreary and so on that helps to lighten your mood.
Yeah. That's.
Give me another one.
Okay. Well,
another one. You can't do that if you're working at home or in the office and it's raining and you're not going to take it. You're not going to tell your boss, I'm going in to take a shower.
Well, no, but in the morning, you know, you wake up and it's a rainy day and mm-hmm. most people shower every day, Dad. So. So okay. When you take your daily shower, whether it's the morning or the evening, you can take a little bit longer warm shower.
Something a little more useful for people who might be a little bit down at 2 p.m.
okay.
in their office and it's raining out and it's relatively dark.
Okay? Well, this is something that you can do in your office. You can do anywhere. I have something called a happy lamp.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like just light therapy. Okay. And there you can buy them on Amazon for like $20. Right, it's not something that's something expensive.
Okay.
So that's something I keep on my desk. It's like a sun lamp.
In my days, it was called a sun lamp.
A sun lamp, okay. Yeah. This particular brand is called a happy lamp, and it's kind of like the shape of the sun. And it just, you can put it on at different, different intensities. Mm-hmm. And you're supposed to use it like in the winter months. Sometimes I'll put it on for like 45 minutes in the morning. And, you know, if you feel like you're kind of getting into a lull, maybe I'll put that on again.
Okay.
So that's something that I think you can do anywhere. It's inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And as long as you have an outlet, you can use that.
Okay, good.
Is that offensive to you as much as a warm shower?
No. What I'm wanting to get to is I want to link it to something like if you are someone like you and it's you're having difficulty being productive at work because it has been an extended period of time where you have not had vitamin D or sun and so on. What can you do to help you to maintain your productivity and your mood and all that?
Well, in case
so this is a good idea because you can buy one and put it on your desk.
Right.
Now, even if you're in a shared area or whatever, you can put that on.
But you do realize, Dad, that how you start your day contributes to how you spend your day.
Yes.
You don't disagree with that?
No. Yeah,
so why is it that you have a problem with self-care in the morning or the evening?
Listen,
before you go into work.
I am the person that gets up very early. And I make coffee and I like to relax.
But coffee is your self-care. Is your self-care.
I'm saying, but many people don't get up they don't give themselves enough time. They get up just enough time. I don't think they're going to take an extra long hot shower in the morning because they don't have the time to take it. So what's another one? She's mad at me.
I'm not mad. I'm just, I disagree with you.
Okay.
I think if it's 5 more minutes and somebody says, I'm going to wake up take five more minutes to enjoy a little aromatherapy in the shower versus, take a cold shower and get out and get on with my day.
I got it. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
But to that same point, a cold shot at the end of the shower also boosts mood. So that is something
turn the hot water off?
Yeah. You basically give yourself a few minutes of just straight cold. You could do like I've been building up. I do 30 seconds at the end. Sometimes I'll go to a minute and it's awful in the moment, but it's known to help you feel better after. You feel better after. It improves mood. I don't know.
Listeners, I'm checking a no on that box for me.
Okay. Something else that you can do, through at any point throughout your day is try and spend time with other people. So if you're in your office, if it's a weekend and you're able to be with friends, and look for friends and people that typically uplift you. So if there is, Barbara in the office that is just a typical downer, don't go over to her desk, but, go over to Sunshine Sally right around the bend that, typically brings a little positivity your way. Because spending some time with people that you can have some engagement with briefly will help to increase your mood.
Very nice. Good.
You agree with that?
Sure.
Okay. We're not going to disagree about everything.
No, we're not.
Do you have any ideas, Faj?
You mean to
improve your mood when sunshine's not?
Well, I'm going to give you one that I'm a huge believer in this. That your behavior drives your mood and not the other way around. So if you are down or if you are feeling, sad, a little bit, I'm not saying depressed, but you're just, you know, oh, it's a shitty day and I got this and I got whatever. I am an absolute believer that you just be happy and you will be happy. Be enthusiastic, you will be enthusiastic. You will become enthusiastic. Shrug it off and go, yeah, it sucks, weather sucks. It's going to be a great day today. And get the hell out there, you will change your mood.
I do agree with that. I have no argument. Okay.
And that is...
it's been really fun to argue this episode.
I know,
it has been. But I don't disagree with that at all.
Yes, and that's the biggest thing, because I think a lot of us, it's very easy to kind of cause us to go inward, and you start saying, oh, it's cold, I gotta take the garbage out, and I'm gonna go out, oh, and I got that meeting, and I'm gonna have to go to the other building, and it's pouring. You pile it on, it's very easy. But if you just literally shrug your, you know, like a dog does when it's getting, you know, just shakes, just kind of shrug
yeah,
and say, shake it off and go, hey, it is what it is. And I love that line. It is what it is. Nothing I can do about it. God didn't give me the power to change the weather today, but I can change my mood by simply saying, not going to let this crap bother me and move on.
Yeah, you'll bring your own sunshine. Right. I love that.
It's cheaper than a long shower with all that hot water and turning it cold. A lot less painful than turning it cold. And if you question about what timing it should be, yeah, before I got that idea about that cold water. No, I'm just going to shake it off and I'm going to be happy. I'm happy. I don't need the cold water.
You don't need hot water. You don't need cold water.
I don't need any of that crap.
But I do agree with that. I think so much of it is just how we show up. And if you know, some people have said smile in the mirror. If you feel down to smile in the mirror and, you know, or smile at a stranger, they'll smile back and that will help to improve your mood.
I did that while shaving and I cut myself.
And then you smiled.
Don't do it while you're shaving. Yeah.
You saw blood and it looked like a horror movie. That really turned things around for you that day. Something else that I think is key is like moving your body, and you can do that at any time. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, get up from your desk and take a call standing, right? Walk around a little bit. You know, walk around the block, even if, you know, it's kind of crappy out. Walk around your office, right? Movement, you know, or stretch. And some deep breathing really does help to like bring oxygen to your brain and help you to kind of, I think, just.
And it's things you can do at your desk, you know, reasonably, you know.
Yeah, because as we've, you know, I think discussed here, you require shackling people to their desk during their work day. So all that you have is a lamp at your disposal if you're down in your mood.
You have to press a button to go to the bathroom and then it releases the shackles
you can go. You give your employees a permission slip.
That's right.
Some other things I think is just vitamins, like taking vitamin D if at night, like melatonin can help. And I mean, we're not doctors, so we're certainly not telling you what to or not to take and all of that. But sunlight naturally gives you vitamin D, so a supplement could help your mood and stress levels.
And I would
also
say to that is, you know, go to the doctor appropriately, you know, for physicals, get a blood test, because if you have vitamin deficiencies and stuff, they can cause mood problems.
True.
You know, so just make sure that you're, you know, well, I'm not a doctor either, but I mean, I go every year for a physical and get the blood work and, you know.
It's nice that you're able to leave work for that.
Yeah, I do.
How long does that take? Sounds
my physical?
Sounds like a lot of time away from the desk, Dad.
Once a year.
That extra 5 minutes in a shower. I don't know.
Well, this was good ideas, and I enjoy bantering with you.
No, it's always fun.
And wrapping this up, Christine, it does have a point. I get it. You know, it's obvious. I like when it's a beautiful day. It's just, you know, nicer. I just don't have to go out into it.
You can look at it from
the window, and I say it's a beautiful day. Close the shades and go back.
There you go. What's made this day and episode especially beautiful is that our banter, our arguing, our discourse here has not been unpleasantly interrupted by a dad joke. So I take that as a real win that we've made it to the end of our content. And I think that this whole topic and just the disagreement and maybe your like anger around the idea of a shower or shower steamers and self-care may have thrown you off your game enough to make you forget to insert a dad joke at an inappropriate time.
It did make me forget, because it actually brings me back to a time when I was really poor.
And here's the dad joke.
And I used to go to the store, and you know those, I'd get a magazine where they had perfume, like the little perfume things, and I would rub it on my arm, and then people would say, "Oh, you smell good. What perfume is that?" And I would say, "Page 12."
God.
I got it in.
But that's okay, because we usually get to the end and you put your dad joke in. I'm just happy that our content didn't get interrupted with it. But anyway, listeners, thank you for hanging with us this whole time. If you felt uncomfortable by our arguing or yelling, know that it's all in good fun. We're going to hug it out here at the end of the episode.
That's right.
And if you liked what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is that we do now. Share with a friend if you think this episode might help somebody else. And if it is sunny by you today, get out there and get some vitamin D.
And if it's not, take a long shower, but please don't turn the cold water on again.
Thanks, everybody.
Wherever you are, whatever your story, thanks for spending time with us this morning. Now, go and make a difference in your world. Hey, how did the dermatologist and the dentist?
Come on.
Afford their new mansion?
How?
By the skin of their teeth.
Bye, everybody.